Well, Delshawn, thank you so much for stopping by and talking a little bit about your program. I know our listeners will be very interested to hearing more about you and your program, so thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Well, first off, let's just jump right into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh my goodness. About myself, I'm a native and resident of Covington, Kentucky for over 40 plus years. For the past 15 years, I've lived in the Alsterburg Neighborhood Association. And also, I'm a mother of a 27-year-old millennial. and for a full-time, I'm a financial coach and owner of Hayes Financial Coaching, which provides virtual financial services to help individual couples and families to achieve financial freedom.
Awesome. So you got a lot on your plate.
Yes.
In addition to kind of taking our project management program. So that's awesome. So outside of kind of like your financial planning, what are some of the things that you do as far as volunteer work in the community?
As far as volunteer, I am a member of NAACP. So right now we're working on the next agenda is the Northern Kentucky Gala. Also, I'm a very active member of my local church that's also in Covington, United Community Christian Church. And so we do a lot of outreach for the community.
Okay. So you're kind of got your hands, like I said, in a lot of different things, which is good. Staying busy, right?
Yes.
So what interested you in becoming a member of our Fresh Low Fellow program?
The vision attracted me the most. The vision to bring community neighbors together to work with one another to shape the future of the community while learning new skill sets to offer the Fresh Low program, offered by the Fresh Low program.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's kind of, that's a big staple in what we're trying to do with the program, which is awesome. So glad it attracted you, glad you signed up, glad that you became a part of it. So, well, why don't we just go ahead into it. Tell us a little bit about the project that you came up with.
The project I came up with was the Be At Home Project. It's where family comes together to begin building a strong community relationship through conversation, food, and activities. And so the Be At Home Project will be staged like a living room, kitchen, library, and an activity room. So it's going to be fun.
So you're going to take, it's going to be here at the center, so you're going to take the center and turn it into a house.
Turn it into a house.
That sounds awesome. So outside of kind of turning into a house, are there anything programmed during the day that you'll be doing inside that space?
Inside the space, we're going to have the area in the living room where we're going to have pillow talk or couch talk with trivial questions so that families can come together and just have a conversation. The Kenton County Public Library will be available for families to check out books. They're going to have activities for the kids and also adults. And then we're going to have family dating. And so we're going to have a lot of questions how to connect one family to another.
Awesome. So kind of getting people out of their comfort zone, but getting them out of their house, but into another house,
yeah.
Which kind of, that's awesome. That sounds amazing. So throughout this program, I've been asking everyone the same question. The program is designed to instill like project management skills, kind of like talk about the pedagogy behind building a project, taking it from conception to inception. So what are some of the things that you learned throughout this program?
I think one thing that really sticks out the most is how to develop and implement. Implementation is key, a project using a timeline to teach each task and really breaking it down in bite-sized pieces. And so the project would be successful. Another thing is being able to research resources or stakeholders to be able to assist and fund your project. And then lastly is to be able to clearly express my projects to others. What is the Be At Home Project?
Nice. So those are some key things to get. So after this, so taking those, sort of learning those qualities and taking it like after this program, what do you plan to do once it's over?
I'm looking at my next project. You just can't stop at one. And so I'm looking at my next project really called Drink Up, which is where individual comes together that has a hard time like myself drinking water. And so this is going to be a round table discussion where we're going to discuss and we're going to drink up.
Yep. The water is one of the, I drink water all the time. I think that's an awesome idea. Last question. What's one piece of advice that you would give to someone interested in becoming a Fresh Low Fellow?
The one piece of advice that I would give someone interested in becoming a Fresh Unload Fellow is, if you want to become involved in the community and don't know where to start, this is the program to begin with. And this program focuses on health, housing, creative placement, like, you know, much more. And so this is a program to begin. I like that we begin a community inside the Fresh Unload program so that we can also be more vital to the people in the community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for lending your insight to the program. You have been a delight to be to help coach, and I can't wait to see this project happen.
Thank you for having me.